Catherine!
Can I help you?
There was a lot to talk about.
Is there?
Before we dive into this topic. As we were discussing during breakfast, the Firefest docs are amazing.
They are.
Yes. It is. It's very timely, especially with having to talk about Warped Tour. Firefest, if you haven't seen those movies, watch them back to back.
Yes.
It's the only way.
A double feature.
And start a petition to get Ja Rule in front of a congressional hearing of fraud charges.
Truly.
Because Ja Rule is not... what's the word?
Innocent?
Innocent from this shit. Yes. Ja should be in jail as well.
You know, Firefest would have been a really great pairing with our Woodstock episode. Because even...
I fucking know.
Even in the dock... Both of the docs, they drew parallels.
They drew parallels to Woodstock 99.
Because they were, because I think like in the Netflix one, they were like, oh, wait, what's the worst that can happen? Because there are a bunch of other festivals where like major shit has gone down.
They were talking about like Woodstock, like the first one, where people died, people were raped, there was drug overdoses, there was miles of traffic and people having to abandon their cars.
Yeah.
And then, But no one really remembers that. You know why? Because people had a great time.
Yeah.
The music balanced out all the bad shit.
Right.
And that is just wild to me.
Yeah. I mean, really all Firefest had was booze.
Yeah. And...
they had nothing else to offer.
There are two other things. The government is still shut down.
Yep.
Still shut down. What?
I was going to say, this is music related. I heard on the news last week that the band Kiss was giving hot lunch to TSA agents who were not getting paid.
I would not take lunch.
Like, what kind of weird parallel universe?
You have to be brave to take lunch from Gene Simmons.
They were feeding them.
He licks every single place. Agents
couldn't afford to like come to work, which is why a bunch of them started calling out sick because they were like, I literally cannot afford to come to work because I'm not being paid. That's the world we live in. The FBI is like, we can't do our jobs because we can't spend money.
But we can still do ours. So let's talk about the 2000s. I was like, where do I segue?
This becomes a political podcast.
oh my God.
Let's talk about politics in the 2000s.
Let's talk about the bill that hasn't passed the Congressional House. So Warped Tour is dead is something I wish I could say because it's coming back this year.
Well, when I was reading it said it was the anniversary. So is it like the actual tour coming back or are they just doing like an anniversary celebration?
You can't call yourself Warped Tour if you do one date. That's not a tour.
Well, yeah, I don't know if they're even doing one date, but it sounds like they're doing... But they said specifically 25th anniversary.
Yeah, 25th
they
anniversary.
They didn't say they're like, oh, we're doing the tour again.
Yeah.
They said a 25th anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
I didn't look into it, though, so I could be wrong.
I mean, if they did the tour, I think it'd be pretty good, like, last year. There's a lot more money side to get into when we talk about Warped Tour, because, like, the music side is... It's exactly what you thought. But the more interesting thing is how youth culture has kind of destroyed Warped Tour a bit to the point that they don't exist anymore. Like, after this year, there will be no more. That is it. I don't think anyone cares about Warped Tour anymore.
No. The only people who still care were the people who was like, it was a nostalgic thing for them.
Super.
And even a lot of the people that we know who cared.
Yeah, Chad
went. Who went to a lot of them. When they were like, oh, it's the last one. We'll go because it's the last one. They're not going to keep going. If they were to bring it back up and keep it going, they wouldn't go because the only reason they went that last one is because it was supposed to be the end of it. So it was like a nostalgia thing.
I think it was really my generation that kind of grew out of that Warped Tour scene in all those bands. Because I personally think Warped Tour began to die around 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
Because so many there's a big shift of all the music that was originally Warped Tour was for into emo and hardcore scene music. So people just grew up, and for the past 8 years, no one listened to that shit. And no one wanted to go out to go watch them with 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
So it's really... And I've never been to Warped Tour.
Neither have I.
Because the only time...
I've never been to a music festival type thing.
We're going to Woodstock, ever. So... Strap in.
Let's go to Fyre Festival!
Oh my god. The fly to like the middle of nowhere. Some island.
I feel like we'd be living it up though. Like there would be all those rich white people being like, we're dying, and it's just
we
like,
say you that know what? Now, but you know what? if we're not being fed, then like
that's true. Well, my favorite comment I think on Fyre Festival was the, you know, rich people love camping until it's a surprise.
That was
so funny.
1,000%. 1,000% true. Yeah. 1,000% true.
That was so funny.
I never went to Warped Tour because by the time I realized what Warped Tour was, I didn't like any of the bands. Mm-hmm. I thought it was trash. For those who don't know what Warped Tour is or never experienced it, Warped Tour was...
Where have you been, first of all?
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
Are you 12? If so, why are you listening to this podcast?
And why aren't you going to Warped Tour? Because that's what it's catered for.
Podcast. Thank
oh my
you.
God. You should only listen to this with adult supervision.
If you didn't have a conscious and a consciousness in the 2000s, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Babies don't count.
Yeah, man. If you don't know your time tables, just turn this off. This originally started as a skate punk, ska punk music tour. Mm-hmm. And that was like before, like we said, it turned into like pop punk, emo, metalcore, street, like all that music that we know and love so dearly.
Hashtag scene.
Kind of a funny thing is that I didn't realize how long it took them to realize to do this. In 2013, they started to let parents in for free.
Yeah.
So they can watch their kids.
I knew about that.
Yeah. I had no idea that was a thing.
Apparently they were having a lot of like transportation issues with minors and stuff like that.
I mean, could you just imagine a line of cars trying to drop people off at a place?
Yeah. Well, but did you hear about the reverse daycare? Because this was something I already knew about. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. How they had a reverse daycare for parents where it was like a tent with like fans and stuff bar. And lots of
I mean,
seating.
It should just be a bar.
And I'd be like, hey, if my kid wanted to go to Warped Tour, I'm like, I mean, sure, why not?
I mean, and also like their demographic, I feel like each year got younger and younger to the point that they got the Wiggles to perform at some point. Like, I feel like that was very inevitable at some point. It also sucks if your kid is a big fan of Black Veil Brides. Like, imagine that you had to listen to that with them on the ride there.
I mean, you say that like there aren't far worse bands that...
I feel like that's God tier worse.
A hashtag
so
broken side.
Broken side. No, fucking Black Veil Brides are so bad, dude.
I mean, they're bad, but they're not the worst.
All
I'm saying. They're not good, but they are not the worst.
All right.
You could go a lot worse.
I guess we'll have to do a Bands We Hate part two. Because there is so much. There's so much more. It is the Vans Warped Tour. And I never realized that prior, like years ago. And they have been a major sponsor since 1996.
So the second year.
Literally the second year. And what's wild is that this could have been the Calvin Klein Warped Tour. That is how close this shit was.
Could you imagine?
Calvin Klein. Everyone could get free pairs of Calvins.
I don't think that's how that works.
Everyone could just get a free pair of briefs.
I don't think that's how that works. Did people who go to Vans Warped Tour get free Vans?
No.
So yeah, I don't think that's how that works.
Well, maybe the bands did.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did you read anything about the barbecue band?
No.
Ooh,
I feel like I skipped over that.
Oh, this was fun. So this is something I didn't know about, but apparently every single Warped Tour had what they called a barbecue band.
Yeah.
Where in exchange for being able to perform at Warped Tour, one of the bands would basically provide a barbecue dinner for all the bands and crew at the end of each day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty fucking good, though.
I think that's great, though. I'm like, what a great concept. It's like, if you really want to, like, get some exposure and get out there.
Feed everybody.
Yeah, just feed people.
That's not bad.
That's great.
It's not a bad trade-off.
Yeah, and like, I mean, who's going to hate the barbecue band, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you gave us barbecue. Unless they, like, screw up the barbecue and they give you, like, a slice of cheese
vegan
on
meat.
Bread.
It's Oh my god, the slice of cheese and bread.
Never. Sorry, had to put
oh, that we're going to talk. Oh, throughout, we're going to be a fire fest the whole time. So Calvin Klein was almost a sponsor until a blizzard stopped them from meeting. And so Vans called Kevin Lyman, the owner, the founder, instead.
Vans is the correct.
So one of the best lineups of 1996, 97, I think, was, this is like the lineup, 311, Blink-182, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, The Deftones, NoFX, Real Big Fish, Pennywise, and Mushroom Head. And even Eminem played the 1997 tour. Fast forward to, like, 2004, 2005, where the lineup was Atreyu, Avenged Sevenfold, Hawthorne Heights, My Chemical Romance, Simple Plan, Story of the Year, Thrice, All-American Rejects,
childhood.
Seosin, Silverstein, which has played the festival 9 times.
Yeah, my childhood.
The difference in music and, like, the shift is insane within 5 years. That's fucking crazy.
Korn almost played once.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how Limp Bizkit's been played there?
Yes, yes. I did not skim that. I saw that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That is so funny to me.
Well, apparently some have credited Warped Tour for bringing Limp Bizkit from, like, pretty unknown to the known.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Warped Tour, to me, what Warped Tour was for a lot of smaller punk bands to get some exposure.
Mm-hmm.
To a young crowd.
Right.
And sometimes it would work, a lot of the times it fucking didn't.
Well, they said that's the same thing that kind of happened with Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance and Paramore,
yeah.
And a bunch mm-hmm. of other bands that nowadays you couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, Warped Tour was a great launch platform for so many of those bands.
Yeah.
And 1997 was called one of the greatest lineups ever, and I can see why. I think 2004 or 2005, like, that lineup was pretty solid. Like, Blink isn't there, but MCR is. And this was, like, peak Hawthorne Heights. Like, peak.
Yeah, yeah.
Peak. Peak. Is that Jason band still alive?
Smack me in the face. Psh. I have no idea.
Is that band still
I can
alive?
Look it up.
I think they are. I think Chad sent me a thing, or I found something
I
about
feel like
them.
They are, but they probably make completely
just older now. Oh, I feel like they have to. And definitely over time, you definitely see the attendance change. Where I do credit Warped Tour for keeping their prices lower than $50. So Hawthorne Heights dropped a new album last year. I had no idea.
Uh-huh,
no
in
idea.
April.
No idea.
So you know, and the first song on it is In Gloom.
In Gloom? Oh my god.
The perfect way to fall apart.
Grow
just
up, guys.
Just another ghost.
Grow up, guys. It's been 14 years.
Push me away. The suicide mile. Pills.
Oh my god. These guys are in their 40s.
I love it.
Oh man. Alright. We have been very off topic today.
Yeah.
But Warped Tour was never over $40, which is insane. But also, it's not a festival per se. It's like a tour.
Yeah.
It, like, going to a festival is like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
But with this, it's like you pay like a good
$40. Right?
Yeah, it's just a day.
Yeah.
It's just a big show with tons of bands. Like, the last few years, it's been $30 to $40. But since their demographic is teens, a lot of teens don't really have jobs. So it's just like,
it's like their parents are paying.
Exactly. And it's just like, y'all can afford $30-$40, right? Kind of, I guess.
Which I think with laying the parents in for free was so smart because they're selling more tickets because more parents are willing to pay for
exactly.
the kids to come.
Exactly. And
I think from a business standpoint, I think that stuff was smart.
Yes. And it also increases the attendance rate a bit. But it's like, at the same time, there's only so much you can do. Like, in 04 and 05, that's when they peaked and actually made money out of all the years. Like, they sold 23 million, they made 23 million in 2004, 25 mil in 2005. Mm-hmm. And Lyman said in 05 was the only year they actually made money off of ticket sales. That's fucking crazy.
Well, one thing I'm curious about is how much of the priority was to make a profit specifically. Because
I feel like it should always
be
a priority.
First of all, is that gross profit or net profit?
I want to say
it's probably gross, or it's probably net profit.
I want to say net profit. Gross profit doesn't fucking count. Because net profit should, I feel like they're always gross profiting, but after everything, their net profit is like low.
Right. They're not but making like, anything. Part of me is wondering if that was even the point of it was to make a profit.
Yeah.
Or if it was just for the concept of it, I guess. Because also one thing I was reading is that they did a lot of, like, they did philanthropy and stuff.
Yeah.
And I forget who they partnered with, but between them
it was
and
a lot of
someone
people,
else. Right? Well, no, but, like, between them and some other company, music tour or something like that, they donated, like, $500,000 to Hurricane Katrina. So they gave away money for that. They partnered with a bunch of people, gave away, like, 25 cents from every ticket.
It's not always about the money, man.
Yeah, so... So part of me is like, did they care so much about like making a profit, or were they doing it more to, I don't know, do something? Apparently,
do something.
Well, apparently, one of they were also really into music education.
Yes, big like, on really, having really classes. Big on having music classes on the tours and people learning how to play guitar and any instrument, I guess. But yeah. I was just like, that's pretty cool. They were a big community. Tour, like, it was really about the music and the people, and so I guess profit wasn't their hugest intent, but also, if you're not trying to get profit, then it's just not good business at the end of the day. Right, I just realized your socks. The socks.
Socks with sandals?
Socks with sandals.
My favorite is when people actually think I'm wearing socks with sandals, and I'm like, I need to buy a pair of sandals. So
Glancing over, I thought you were.
Right, yeah, no, I get that a lot, and that's why I love these socks.
I just wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe I'll post a picture on the Instagram for you guys.
for all you people who like feet.
It's a really good look.
I hope Quentin Tarantino likes this, yeah. Unfortunately, sadly...
I'm not going to put my bare feet on the internet, Jason.
It's gross.
Unless someone pays me, in which case.
Catherine's a foot model.
If it makes me money.
Yeah, I just want to be an influencer.
I'm a foot influencer.
I cannot imagine that.
What if, like, I'm not the influencer, but my feet are?
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. Like, people just don't invite you onto shows. It's just, like, your feet. Yeah, it's just like you're, and you're just hidden away. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately... 2017 was a low point, as for all of us was. That was a hard year. In terms of attendance, they only sold 252,958 tickets.
What was the lineup? Do you know?
Pretty shitty, I would assume. Because it's 2017. Cause, who's still around?
Because it seemed that they, throughout their existence, they were changing a lot with basically whatever bands were big. They weren't trying to stick to their roots or whatever. They were just going with the times.
So they tried to stick with their roots because there were so many bands that they always played all the time.
Yeah. Right, well, they had parts, but, like, they weren't trying to only stick to their roots. So it makes me wonder what the most recent lineups were, because if it was still all, like, emo punk, like, that's really not in anymore.
It's not, and it's, like...
Which, in my opinion, sucks, but that's just me.
I mean, who the fuck are these bands? Like, I don't know half these motherfuckers.
Well, see, that's why no one went.
Yeah, no one. I didn't know about this shit. I didn't know Warped Tour was still going on in 2017.
Yeah, especially I see the word surprisingly heavy, which makes me think it's like a lot of metal.
Yeah, this is
in which case, yeah, metal is another thing that's just not. Oh, Never Shout Never, great.
Bowling for Soup is touring Hawthorne Heights,
of course. Does Never Shout Never still make music?
I guess so.
Oh, Watsky was there.
Watsky, okay. What the fuck is Watsky still doing around here? Here's A. Sammy Adams. This fucking webpage
is very slow.
Dude, I'm sorry. It's your Wi-Fi.
No.
Counterparts, Fit for a King, Hatebreed, Silent Planet, Stick to Your Guns, Sylar, whatever. Acid Burial, Bless the Fall, Emir, Gwar, Silverstein.
Yeah.
Is this Silverstein or Steen?
I don't know. I just guessed.
Too Close to Touch, Sworn In, AL Storm.
Who named their band Microwave?
Barbed Wire Dolls, Microwave. It's a pretty good band name.
Stacked Like Pancakes. I like that one.
Twilight Creeps.
War on Women.
The Meninists. The Adolescents, Anti-Flag. Anti-Flag has been on almost every lineup of Warped
Tour. The Dickies, really?
The Dickies.
Wow.
Oh, there's a good Dickie story.
Yeah, I've read a few.
Suicide Machines, they've always played. So it's a lot of the same bands. What the fuck is this? It's a lot of the same bands and a bunch of bands that I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they went more in the metal direction, which is not really in anymore. So that would make sense as to why they're not selling anymore.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people metal, who are into metal are not people who'd be into Warped Tour because...
Punk metal is becoming a niche genre for a niche crowd.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing that, like, the general public would be into.
And metalheads aren't going to like Warped Tour either because Warped Tour isn't metal enough.
Yeah, and also there's a bunch of 14-year-olds running around.
But yeah, that's kind of, that was part of the not
that's
metal.
That's all metal.
Enough, yeah.
That's all metal, bro.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, even the punks were like, it's not punk, it's not truly punk. It's all studio.
Yeah, so their ticket sales were the lowest since 1999, and on average tickets sold per show was the lowest, which is 6,000 since 1997. That's 6,000 people at a fucking show. That's nothing.
Pretty sad,
that's
yeah.
nothing. High schools are bigger than this shit. It's just like.
Well, they'd have to be a pretty darn big high school.
Yeah. Big privileged high school. Like the past few years, youth culture has really changed so much. Yeah. Like media has just like. I don't know what it is. It's just kind
social
of.
Social media?
Yeah. social media, but also media and pop culture in general, mm-hmm. has really changed like the landscape of being a youth, like a teen. Mm-hmm. And so Lyman really attributed to, quote, saying, the super young side of our demographic just seem to want to stay in and watch Hulu, Netflix, just not go outside. And I
feel like that's not the reason.
That's
though.
Not the reason, but it's highly relatable. Like
yeah,
I wish.
I mean,
I
also would like to stay inside.
Yeah, I don't want to go to work today. Like,
yeah.
Fuck that. I don't want to do that shit. He says, I've been telling people, look, if these 14 to 17 year olds don't turn into 18 to 21 year olds that start going to concerts, you lose them. Because concerts get imprinted in your DNA by the time you're 21. If you're not going to shows by the time you're 21, chances are they're not going to be that important to you.
That's funny. I like that concept, but...
I don't know if I necessarily agree, but I think for his target demographic, I believe he's correct.
I only ever went to two concerts before I turned 21. And one of them when I was in high school, and I went to go see Fun. Remember Fun?
I remember
Fun.
They
were there for like a minute.
I mean,
yeah. That was my first concert.
I mean, Homeboy's still making music.
And then I saw Hayley Kiyoko in college. And those are the only concerts I went to before I was 21. That's lovely.
Excuse me. I think it's so ridiculous you guys drove to go see Hayley Kiyoko.
Okay, there was one person who like came from like 10 hours away or something crazy. Because she asked the audience, how far did you come? We had come 6 hours.
Yeah,
she came there 10. Are people who came like 10 plus.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
It's like, just wait for the next tour. That's what I do.
Well, especially at that time, there were less lesbians.
I mean, I can tell it's such a small club.
Yeah, I mean, that particular show was really small. Also, in the venue, the other stage they had was the big one, mm-hmm. and Tegan and Sarah were there. I've never seen so many lesbians in one place at one time.
Oh, yeah.
It was just flannel.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Flannel, bootcut jeans.
It was so great.
Bunch of short hair.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the level of
it was great. Honestly, it was a great show. I way preferred seeing her there than when I saw her in that arena.
Okay, yeah. I mean, small shows are way better anyway.
She's good at working with smaller with a small
yeah,
budget
she's
too.
Quite the intimate
she's,
performer.
She's a good performer though. Shout out to my gay queen. Lesbian Jesus, as
Lesbian
they
Jesus.
Call her.
Oh. Also, with Warped Tour, back on topic.
Meh. Whatever. Welcome to our new Hayley Kiyoko.
Oh my god, so, just don't push that.
She was around in the 2000s, hashtag lemonade mouth.
I cannot, just want to fucking kick you in the mouth. Don't do this right now. We're almost done. I promise. I swear to god.
Okay.
Being Warped Tour, you just can't be a traveling tour anymore. Everyone's a weekend festival. That's it.
the environment's dying.
Yeah, but they know they can't make that money. No one, no teenager's paying hundreds of dollars for VIP to go see Hawthorne Heights. No one's paying that money.
Teens, no, like modern day teens don't know who Hawthorne Heights is.
No. Do you know Nikki AFEM, bro? Like, no one knows that shit. Last year's Warped Tour was when they, was like the last one, quote unquote, that brought everyone back, like all the old bands that we all loved. And Lyman said that the reason it was so successful was not because of young people, it's because of old people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was just our age group.
Yeah.
Because we all grew up with those bands, and so bringing them back one last time, just pure nostalgia, and we'll throw money at all the nostalgia we can. So now that we got the boring stuff out of the way, we can talk about the controversies, because they are fucking funny. Don't you love controversy, Catherine?
Yeah, it's always the most interesting part.
I'm going to burn your socks.
Okay.
This quote perfectly encapsulates how Warped Tour has evolved, and I'm only saying it because the next quote is a complete opposite reaction. This guy, Rob Palisich, the guitarist from St. Alvia Cartel. Do not know this band. He said, Warped Tour is a place for teenage kids to go and hear all their favorite bands in one day. It wouldn't make sense for it to be like the same tour 2007 as it was in 1997. These are the bands that kids like, and the tour is smart enough to grow and adapt to that. You still get bands like Bad Religion playing, so it's not like it's lost all of its roots. We can agree.
Yeah.
So, Joe Queer of The Queers, an actual punk band, said this. You play music because there's something inside of you that says you have to play music. Now you get bands like Fall Out Boy that are basically created in the studio. The Warped Tour changed it. Fuck it. I just don't like that shit. All the guys in a band remind me of jocks I hated in high school. To me, a punk gig is a small, sweaty club with the audience right in your face, knocking over the mic stand, and boogieing off the energy.
My biggest piece of beef with that statement is, I'm sorry, do you look at Patrick Stump and think he's a jock?
That's my, like, what? Patrick Stump a jock?
The others, sure, maybe.
No.
Not really.
The
even,
drummer.
But like,
the drummer, yeah. He's fucking huge.
Yeah. But, like, you, I'm sorry, but who can look at Patrick Stump and think jock? I look at him and think, like, AV club.
Math club.
Yeah, like, math club.
Math club.
Chess club, perhaps.
He was that kid that took pictures for the yearbook.
He was, like, in the math club, but, like, wasn't good at math, you know? Like, he was one of those kids.
He wears a newsy cap. Like, like, he's not a fucking jock. I also don't like that mentality of saying that shit.
No.
Because they're fucking wrong. That's such an, there's a reason why your crowds are a bunch of dads. Because you just haven't adapted and you haven't accepted. You haven't been welcoming to other new bands coming in.
Yeah. It's true.
Sorry, Fall Out Boy killed it. More than your career was.
It's
and
true.
People, oh, they were a great punk band. But really, that's all they were.
Yeah.
These are guys that can sell hundreds of tickets, not thousands.
Oh, yeah.
That is what this fucking band is. And I hate that mentality of saying the old shit was way better. Because when I hear that, I just want to kick someone in the chest.
Like, the old shit was maybe good for that time, but it's not good for this time.
Like, I get it. It's fucking great. It's like when people say old school hip-hop was, like, the greatest. I'm like, really dig deep, and it kind of wasn't at the same time.
Yeah. Because
Vanilla Ice existed. Like, you can't just fucking say the old school was better. Because a lot of the times, it's a lot of the same sound. It's the same kind of beats, the same kind of rappers, the same kind of flows, all that stuff. This is the same thing for rock music.
Yeah.
There were so many bands. I get what he's saying, and that there were a lot of bands that came out of the studio, a lot of scene bands, a lot of these bands that all look the same. I get it. But Fall Out Boy was not one of them.
Yeah.
At least Patrick can fucking write, and Pete can fucking write.
And sing. He got
and sing!
Yeah. And I will say, like, this I think also kind of goes back to the whole concept of gatekeeping that we talked about last week.
It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Keith Morris, former frontman of Black Flag. I mean, at this point, Catherine was a former frontman of Black Flag. They've gone through so many. But that's a whole nother topic.
True story. We'll have a whole episode about how I was the front man later.
These kids that are on the Warped Tour, they should have no choice but to go into the military and go off to some desert somewhere, spend some time in the desert rather than having some big ultra mega record company giving them lots of money and paying for their hotels and their buses, making sure their hair is trendy and that they are wearing the proper clothes that all kinds of kids like and wear and all that fun shit. That's what he said about all the bands that were coming up. Like, I get where you're coming from, but you're wrong. You know, yeah, if you look up a picture of Keith Morris, he just looks like he owns a surf shop. That's what he fucking looks like. Here's a funny thing about mosh pitting and walls of death.
What is a wall of death?
It's when we were at that show when they split the crowd and they just smash into each other.
That's what that is?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a name for it.
Yeah.
I was just saw them split it and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
It's like, is Moses coming in?
I was like, I don't know. I mean, I told you that was the first like rock concert I've been to. I didn't know this stuff.
Oliver,
I was innocent until then.
Oliver, oh my God.
I was Pierre.
Oliver Sykes from Bring Me the Horizon.
Yep.
Which I will get back to.
See, he's one of the only people who's like a band member for a band I didn't necessarily really listen to, but I know the name.
Bring Me the Horizon.
Boy, do I know the name.
In 2013, he tweeted that he was no longer allowed to start mosh pits or walls of death, which is stupid because the band should never start a mosh pit.
No.
Like Lyman, the founder, said, you can still do them, but a crowd member should be the initiator, not the band. Because then you run into legal issues if someone gets hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I say mosh, if I tell someone to mosh and they all start moshing and someone, like, breaks their leg, I could be held responsible for that shit. Because I incited something.
Yeah.
Like, don't be an idiot. Also, to get back to that recently, Bring Me the Horizon just released a new song with Grimes.
Can't wait to listen to that. It doesn't Bring Me the Horizon do, like, more electronic stuff
now?
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
that makes sense.
I'm 1,000% on board, and I'm going to listen to that shit.
Oh, I'm sure.
On the way to work. Here's a really creepy one. In 2015, do you know Front Porch Step?
No.
Me neither. Jake McElfresh. That's his. It's just,
I like your note in all caps, never heard of him.
Never heard of him. I don't know. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? He was scheduled to play in a Nashville show at Warped Tour around the time he was accused of allegedly harassing numerous young girls through text messages, nude photographs, and phone sex. Dude, that... No. That is gross. That is gross. A bunch of bands like Senses Fail told attendees not to go to this dude's show. And he was still allowed to perform at Warped Tour.
Well, they said apparently since he was never, like, technically charged with anything.
He wasn't a danger to people, so they still let him perform.
Yeah.
I'm just like, if this was now...
But the controversy alone.
If this was now, he would not have been allowed to perform. The amount of pressure, the amount of public pressure from, in comparison to now, the 2015, is insane.
Yeah.
Like, he would not be allowed to perform at all.
Yeah.
No. You know, still... It's so weird. Like, you shouldn't be performing after being accused of all that shit.
No.
I mean, you know, it didn't kill R. Kelly's, you know, life till now. His whole career till now. Everyone knew.
I mean, like.
You can't be an R. Kelly apologist. We all saw the P tape. Yeah. We all saw it. Catherine saw it.
That's a lie, I didn't.
I'll show it to you later.
Well, and then it's so the shit bad. Like the, Bill Crosby, too.
Yeah. Like, well, that's proven as fuck. He's in jail forever.
But, like, it was a really, really long time before it was.
I know.
So.
It's just worse for R. Kelly because there's an actual tape of him peeing on a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. It took people too long. 2016, a pro-life org called Rock for Life was a vendor on Warped Tour. And they are known for co-opting punk looks. And their logo was a fetus playing a guitar.
God, I want to die.
It is a fetus playing the guitar. And I'm just like, I expect that shit from Limp Bizkit out of all people to do some shit like that. They also had t-shirts that had All Lives Matter on them. And some bands protested them saying that if a tent telling a young woman what to do with their bodies has no place here on this tour.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And a little funny tidbit.
Pro-life isn't punk rock.
Get out. Pro-life is not punk. Get the fuck out.
Pro-life isn't punk. I'm patenting that.
Pro-life isn't punk. You should have been at the march the other last weekend.
I didn't know what was going on until the weekend of. I never really do.
I was curious because they were like, oh, there's going to be traffic. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I heard it on the news. They were like, oh, yeah, there's going to be a bunch of marches this weekend. Yeah. And it was like Friday afternoon. I'm like, well.
I parked in the hotel I park at and I come upstairs to the lobby and there's just like 100 women in the lobby trying to get a room. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here?
Nice.
D12. Do you know D12?
No.
Do you remember D12?
No.
They were a rap group with Eminem and like his
friends or like that. Yeah, didn't ever give a shit about Eminem. So
they beat up another rapper because he mentioned Eminem's kid in his song.
Yes.
And so they beat him up, allegedly. Yeah. So Warped Tour is, I don't know. It's dead. But also, yeah. I think my opinion is that Warped Tour started to become like the mall. Like, there was just brands everywhere. Brands.
Yeah.
Like, if there's anything teenagers love other than music, it's brands.
Yeah.
They just love, like, all the Monster energy drinks. Everything was all Monster. Vans.
Like, you know the movie Journeys, Josie and the Pussycats.
Like, Josie and the Pussycats, mm-hmm. man.
Hashtag capitalism.
You're catching on.
Yeah. What do you mean I'm catching on?
I've known. I mean, well, you never seen Josie and the Pussycats so recently.
Well, yeah. Well, semi-recently. It was a few months ago now.
Yeah, so
it's a while ago.
Yeah, so I think Warped Tour has had its place in its history.
Oh yeah,
and I think it's finally time for it to be put down.
It's like sometimes how you hear there a show's getting canceled and it's in like its 12th season and you're like, it's time.
Yeah,
it's time.
like
it's not saying that Grey's Anatomy is bad.
Or Supernatural. Supernatural should fucking end.
Well, like, Jane the Virgin is on its last season, and my response to hearing that was,
it's time.
Because I love that show, but needs to die to before it becomes the villain.
People have to grow.
Although, do you know, it's getting a spinoff.
Yes, I do.
Yep.
I do.
Just saw that. I don't know if I'm excited or just sad.
I don't know.
I need more information before I decide how to feel.
I don't know. Supernatural is a show that should end immediately. I've gone through high school, I've gone through middle school, I've gone through college, and Supernatural is still going on.
They have all those actors trapped in the basement. They can't leave.
And if they do, they have no other job.
They're on like season 15 or something. Think about that. 15 years. 15 years.
No, I just can't. I can't fathom that.
Can you imagine working on that show? Not even necessarily as an actor, but as a crew member.
I get anxious as being at a job for a year. So it's like, I cannot imagine 15 years mm-hmm. of chasing vampires and demons and the devil.
And angels and God.
And angels and God. And still wearing the cargo jacket.
Yeah.
And driving in that shitty car. And having that hair.
I wonder how many of those cars they've gone through for this show.
Jared Padalecki still looks like he's from 2005.
Yeah, he hasn't changed much.
No one has changed on this fucking show.
No, Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
He's aged.
He... yeah, he's aged.
But, like, not in a bad way. He's aged in a great way. He's aged...
It's
like
just that you can tell now.
Yeah.
You can see the wrinkles a bit more.
Yeah.
And it's just...
He looks more worn.
Yeah,
but again, not in like a bad way.
He's a vintage leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is.
Because like he was like a Ken doll when they first started.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
yeah.
He's
like full on dad now.
It's completely came from Warped Tour to Supernatural.
Yeah, I mean.
So, what is your album of the week, Catherine? I have one.
I have to find one from the 2000s. Because right now the only album I care about is the one. Ariana Grande is dropping in a couple weeks.
Oh, the one everyone's amped for.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't remember the name. It's Hawthorne Heights, but I just need to remember the name of the album that I loved so dearly. The Silence in Black and White. That's the album. Silence in Black and White.
I'm going to go with Funhouse by Pink.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Solid. Solid choice. Next week, or next time, I should say, because I don't know when the fuck we're doing shit half the time. We are going to be talking about a topic that has been long overdue, and I think Catherine would love. We are finally going to be talking about Sheryl Crow.
Hell yeah.
We're going to talk about Sheryl Crow because it is time. It is time to dive deep into the Crow.
Cool. Bye then.
Bye.
Gucci.
Oh my God.